there are many different approaches to managing money, but a key to marriage is to be in agreement with your spouse and to kind of keep each other responsible. I'm John Fuller here in the studio with Greg Smalley. And once again, Greg, Aaron is not feeling the best.
Yeah. Just a little under the weather.
So pray for the Smalleys. They have a lot going on. They're really critical component of the work here at Focus on the Family. And thanks for those prayers. Greg, as you reflect on frequent mistakes you've seen in couples with regard to money, what comes to mind is maybe a couple of the top two or three.
Yeah, number one absolutely is not talking about money. So we just avoid it. Anytime we try to talk, it leads to conflict or disconnection. So we just don't do that. And over time, then we just, you know, we absolutely avoid doing that. And finances, it's such an important component of how we function as a team. Mm-hmm. I think that another big one is what I would call financial infidelity. And that's when we hide purchases, we mislead around debts. You know, we have secret accounts. Mm-hmm. I mean, those things happen.
Hey, didn't you have a secret stash one
I
time?
I did. Thank you for bringing that one
I remember
up.
This from years ago. What was that about?
You know, for me, as I was working a job, and basically I'd get some cash around tips. Uh-huh. And where I was frustrated is that Aaron wanted to, in my view, overly talk about how we'd spend, you know, any little cash, extra money.
Yeah, she worried about all of it.
Yeah, and so I chose so poorly out of my feeling of being controlled that I just would put some money aside that I didn't tell her about, a little bit of money. I didn't think it would matter. And I tell you, John, the sad part is how easy it was for me to rationalize that behavior, thinking, I mean, it's, you know, $5, $10, $20 here and there. No big deal. The problem is that began a habit then of me then hiding things. Nothing huge and big, but I noticed that it was just much easier for me than around some other things. Well, I just won't tell Aaron about this or, you know, it's no big deal. So she didn't really need to know. No harm, no foul.
So it started a habit.
It really did. Yeah, and that's part of the challenge. That's a huge mistake that we can make around money in our marriage that can lead to bigger problems like it did for me.
Yeah, it may be uncomfortable, but if I recall, once that little secret stash was found out, that secret stash of cash, there's kind of a freedom. I mean, there really is a freedom. It's not kind of. There is true freedom as you bring things to the light and share openly.
It really was. For me, it was finally like, okay, now we can deal with this. Everything's out. Because it gets to the point to where one lie upon another lie or deception here, deception there. Man, that feels like weight. It felt like I was floating in the ocean trying to hold up all these weights that kept getting tossed to me. And at some point, you're drowning. You can't stay above the water. Mm. So in many ways, it was like letting those weights go. Now, that severely damaged the trust in my marriage. And it took a long time. That was a long journey and road of rebuilding trust and safety, security with Aaron. And we went and got help. We got counseling. Mm. And I, as I look back, I'm like, man, what a moron. Like, all for a little $5, $10, $20 here and there, I caused not only a lot of scars, but a whole lot of work that we had to go through. Now, I can look back after almost 32 years and go, I mean, it's a beautiful part of our love story because of how God redeemed it, used it, how we've grown from that. Yeah. But man, some of those things, I'm like, I would much rather not have created some of those scars.
Yeah, well, I appreciate your transparency. Sorry to bring it up. I won't do so again for a long time.
I feel like Aaron had you talk about this. Did she text you before we started recording?
She may not be feeling well, but she still texted.
John, bring up this.
Well, we want you to bring things to the light, and we don't want, boy, that was such a great picture of being in the ocean and sinking. So many people are feeling that right now about their finances. We're going to pivot now to a conversation Jim Daly and I had with Linda and Bob Lottick. And today they're going to talk about being underwater with regard to credit cards and how you can use credit cards responsibly. Well, there are so many differing opinions, even within the Christian community, Greg, about credit cards. And I really appreciated what the Lottix had to say about, you know, putting some guardrails and some rules in place if you're going to use a credit card. What advice do you offer on that?
Yeah, I would say the theme that we're really trying to communicate is you've got to talk. Do not do this in secrecy. Err on the side of communicating with each other, because there are times, and I don't know if a Dave Ramsey or a financial expert would agree with this, but you know, there's times where we know that we've had to do some big purchases, maybe around school or something, to where I've said, hey, if we get this credit card, that's going to give us, you know, X number of, you know, free airline miles. But we talk that through, and here's the plan. Here's how we'll do that. So I think as you guys go about figuring this out, Aaron and I try to use the rule that whatever we do around credit cards, we're going to pay balances in full each month. Mm. So you've got to avoid the huge interest charges. And then we always set up automatic payments around that. Just if something crazy is happening, we're busy, we forget, that's when the due date is, then at least, you know, you've got a payment that's automatically happening to avoid, again, some of those late fees and all of that. Mm-hmm. But just be cautious, but really communicate. Again, there's great experts out there who will give you better insight. I'm just telling you what Aaron and I do. Mm-hmm. But we do that with full transparency.
Yeah. Well, that's the gift we want you to enjoy as a couple, that full transparency in all ways. And so if you're struggling with your finances, look to Focus for some help. We have some great resources here, including the book by Bob Lottick called Simple Money, Rich Life. And we're making that available today for a gift of any amount. So the two of you talk about this and then make a generous donation to Focus on the Family, either a one-time gift or an ongoing monthly pledge, and we'll send that book to you as our way of saying thank you for putting some fuel in the tank of Focus on the Family as we reach out and encourage couples through podcasts like this and so many other ways. We'll also direct you to a free article we've got for you on the website. It's called Coping with Financial Crisis and Maintaining Your Marriage. It's got very practical ideas for getting out of a financial rut or pit, and we'll link over to that in the show notes. Next time, we'll hear from Bill and Pam Farrell about how they used a password to help them better resolve conflict. I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.